Metrolinx is constructing a new rail bridge over Yonge Street in Aurora 2 as part of service enhancements to bring all-day, two-way, 15-minute GO train service to the Barrie Line. The agency announced construction starting April 22 for station improvements at King City and Maple, including beginning to lay second tracks on one section of the Barrie Line. The construction efforts will also feature a new single rail bridge in Aurora built next to an existing one to help ensure trains will not impede traffic. Metrolinx is committed to expanding GO service along the Barrie Line, which means faster and more frequent travel for customers on this line, Metrolinx spokesperson Rosie Hales-Wilson said in a blog post. The work is part of bigger service improvements, with Metrolinx planning two-way, all-day, 15-minute service across the Barrie Line, which serves Newmarket, over the next 10 years. Parts of the network will have improved service before then, with Aurora expected to have it around 2025. The second line construction will be between Rutherford Road and McNaughton Secondary Road in Vaughan. Station enhancements are also coming to Maple and King City, including rehabilitated platforms, upgraded passenger pickup and drop-off zones, and a new pedestrian bridge across Major Mackenzie Drive. The company said the improvements should help support the future two-way, all-day service. Construction will run Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., though the company said some overnight work will occur. Metrolinx said nearby residents could notice some noise and vibrations. But the construction effort will help along the project to bring better service through the Aurora corridor. By making improvements today, Metrolinx is working towards faster, two-way, all-day service as frequently as every 15 minutes to both Maple and King City GO stations, Hales-Wilson said. These projects will also pave the way for the electrification of the corridor up to Aurora GO station.